How do you mean that? Well, I mean that there are the colors and the beauties, the designs, the beautiful way things appear. People themselves, dull people that I thought dull, appear fascinating, interesting, mysterious, wonderful. But that's only the beginning.
Welcome to Strange People, Weird Worlds. Let's get this show started.
Yeah, I was waiting to make a joke about how we could actually start on time because Josh didn't.
No, we both were late.
Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah,
and I know. I was on that call. I was like, "Oh shit!" And I was like talking on the way here. But are we supposed to bring topics?
Yeah. This is.
Did you bring a topic?
I didn't.
Oh,
I was trying to think of one, and I was one? Like, no. Okay. And then I got brought into a closing, and that went longer than needed.
I told him he's got two, and I got two in the chamber.
All right, well, I guess.
Oh, there you go. I didn't bring a topic.
Yeah, so
I got something we could always talk about.
Craig, once again, writing the whole.
Yeah,
I didn't write anything this week.
So. Oh yeah,
that's all right, man. We could just have a free-form conversation on.
You know, last week it was kind of cool. You know, if for any regular listener, you know what. Hey guys, welcome to Strange People, Weird World. My name's Greg Tanner.
There you go.
For the first time ever, Josh isn't in the studio, but Cody Mansfield showing up.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
I am the B team.
Yep.
B team.
B plus at least.
Yeah. Oh, hell
B
yeah,
plus
right,
at
I'll
least. And of course, Steve McMorrow is here with me.
Hello, everybody.
I brought that pile of stickers out for you, too, because I always mean to give you some.
I always mean to ask for some.
Yeah.
And by the dabs and the couple of days and the great conversation, I'm like, can you fuck a sticker?
By the time we
my
leave.
My brain is just feels great right now.
Yeah, so I got them out preemptively today.
Yeah.
Anyways, as we were hinting at, I didn't write a show or anything this week. Last week, as you know, Miranda led the show with the elephant thing.
Well, he just keeps taking days off, man.
Yeah. It felt good not doing anything. And
letting the podcast write itself.
Yeah, just let the podcast write itself. No, I've been incredibly busy in my real life. And it felt good last week, you know, not just like reading from the computer and just kind of talking and bullshitting and having someone else kind of leading a little bit and... You know, someone better than Josh.
Poor Josh.
Definitely will agree that I'm sure, like, when we go off little subplots, you know, when I'm here and whatnot, I definitely will agree that we have, like, a more organic...
Yeah, it's
more organic,
it's kind
conversation
of nice.
When we're just talking about stuff.
Yeah, that's
when it's
key.
Like, it has to stay on topic.
Yeah, well, that's where, you know...
Great, it becomes more interesting.
Back, yeah. It's like, all right, let's ring.
Yeah, Greg's like, all right.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Roping it back in.
That's why I think it's good to have just... Points.
Mm-hmm. Point, yeah.
Just like points about if you're doing a story, just like, okay, this kind of happened or this.
Yeah, I've definitely been working into that compared to like the original kind of shows I wrote where I just
wrote a whole
pages.
Thing.
Yeah.
I just want like a plot.
Now I've got bullet points when we're doing a show and if I miss some or.
And that's the best way to go about it because then you can always just replug it at another time, like, oh, forgot this third one. And it's not, oh, I had it in this script and there was like a hilarious thing I was going to say that brought it in, you know?
Yeah, it's a little more difficult.
So, yeah, I think this show's kind of been growing and working into something cool. We all started this not knowing exactly what it is or what we're doing, and we really still don't. But I really like the direction we've been taking. I think things are going good. But other than that, let's Steve,
what are we talking about?
Steve, you brought one, right?
No,
nobody brought.
But I was thinking about some. I did remember because I actually forgot that we were supposed to bring something. So I'm driving over here, and I was like, okay, what's a all right, strange people, weird world. What's strange about... I was like, fuck, I think so much of what just people do on a daily basis
is
strange.
Very strange.
Oh, yeah. Like, just... We talk about things that people... Like, really, like, the guy... Like, they're finding shoes in their feet, in all in place, and that's weird. So there's a lot of weird things like that. I mean, my wife watches... ancient aliens and stuff like that. So there's always like these conspiracies about tons of different things.
Oh yeah.
But I don't think people really stop and think about like maybe it might just be me.
No,
but there's stuff people do say, their actions like on a day-to-day basis that I'm in my head just saying, why? Why are you thinking in that way?
Seriously, no, that's a good point. Because Joe Rogan brings it up on the podcast, and every time he like brings it up, it always gets me really thinking about like what the fuck.
Because
he always talks about like people who are Bigfoot hunters. Like,
there's
literally people that dedicate their lives to going out and just looking for this.
Oh, that being weird.
That's weird.
No,
as shit.
I'm not even talking about going that far. I'm talking about
or just people
really
little, like,
recently. People were like like emotionally upset over a Nike ad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like,
yeah.
Just the fact that people get like, emotionally upset at other people's actions.
Well, and the fact that you think a very good repercussion for what you just saw was setting your product that you paid money for
hundreds
on fire.
Of dollars.
Yeah. But were people doing that?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that there was like two or three of the same pictures or videos. And that's all I saw.
Yeah,
I don't know of any.
It's possible that it's recycled photos.
I never saw it spread too much more.
You know that if at least four people did it, that out of all the shoes that Nike sells and all the freaking crazy people out there that just are ready to get outraged at anything.
I don't think they were. I think it could have been. And this might go into conspiracy theory part, right?
Well, did you also see that Nike like rebutted with making one of those shoes that has like a charcoal like design? It looks like it was on fire.
I don't know. Is that real?
It could be Photoshopped. So, I don't know, but it's hilarious.
That's one of those things. Like,
I've just seen that. Like,
and you got to give it to, unfortunately, this campaign and this administration that does highlight that
outrage and yelling.
Media, really messing with facts. I mean, not saying it's fake media, but they'll only highlight certain things, and you're like,
no, it's like the clickbait.
Is that really
thing.
Happening?
It's like the click. We live in like a clickbait era.
I know if Josh was here, he would bring up this whole Facebook fake news thing.
Exactly.
Right now.
So, again, with the Nike thing, did they.
Which like, is the. Facebook is the majority of where I saw this stuff.
Exactly. So, and what do you saw? You saw like probably the same
recycled. That same kind of like four. It was cut up into like four different pictures.
Yeah.
Saw like the hole in the sock.
I don't know anybody who burned one thing or even destroyed anything.
Do you know anybody
who got really upset?
I do not.
Not really.
Okay, so collectively, between the three of us, our outreach of people that we know is probably in I'm going to say in the thousands.
Other than maybe people who I know who are super Republican and we're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I know, but did they burn?
Compared to I do know people who have been protesting the NFL for over a year now.
Yeah, like I'm not watching it and stuff like that.
And things like that. It's something. It's like that where.
But I don't, you know. So
what do you such upset? A little difference in impact in what you're doing that I just do not see why that's necessary. Like if thousands of people were like flooding the internet with their videos of them setting all of their Nike stuff on fire or like going into Adidas stores.
Dude, I think it's like 10 people.
It would make sense, but it's literally like 10 people.
And but they just threw it out there because the internet is the town square of our day.
Mm-hmm. How about this?
They can get on that pulpit really easily.
It's that,
and they'll search it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nike was searching it to put it out there because any press is good.
I was just going to say, what if Nike is kind of behind it?
I wouldn't be surprised. You know? They knew exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, they come out with that charcoal shoe.
Well, they
that
really
everybody's going to pay.
They feed into it.
Yeah,
like
they don't care about the issue.
Well, it's that
Nike
mob mentality.
Is a corporation.
It's like the one person does it. The one super hardcore, like, oh,
yeah.
This motherfucker is doing this because he hates America and he hates the troops. Which is obvious. If you even actually sit down and think that thought process out, and you honestly believe that that's the reason why he did this whole
protest
thing.
I know that's. It's
I
absurd.
Think that's just bullshit. Like you don't. You're. That's a.
I
super
did hear somebody. I saw somebody interviewing people at like a Trump rally or whatever
just
it
something,
is.
Yeah.
And they were asking about the NFL thing in particular. And again, this is just like weird thought processes. But I was watching it and I was like, okay, what do these guys seem to be? And again, you watch those things and they're cherry picking the answers.
Oh, definitely.
Out of 100 people they asked, 80 of them could have been like, yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah.
But they're of course going to show the 20%.
The one that you get that's bad.
But what they were saying collectively, it seemed like,
is
that they were saying, listen, some of the people were saying, listen, I don't mind him protesting. I just don't want to see it like on a game. Like you're being paid. Like I couldn't protest at my job while I'm working, but off work, I can protest all I want.
I think,
and I was like, "Huh, that's a valid point."
Yeah, it's pretty valid.
Well, like, you do see that there have been repercussions like, to his career because of what he's done.
Yeah.
While I'm representing restaurant A that I work at, like I am, you know, I have to be Greg the server, Greg the bartender. I can't.
Right. So it's a private institution. So I don't really get emotionally upset like these people do, which is to me a weird thing that
it's
normal people do. This is just one of the weird things, but
what's
I kind of get the
like everyone gets outraged at everything.
I kind of get the like some of the point on the other side too, though. I guess I get that, but it is when we've talked about this before, the outrage culture. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that any one other person, unless they're physically like harming me or attacking me personally, that I'll get pissed at.
Nah.
Like, otherwise, it just don't...
That's my mentality. Even am like, there'll be times when I'll be scrolling through something on Facebook, and I'll see maybe like an article, and I'll just, you know, all right, well, let's see what people are saying about this. And you just see something that someone says, and you're just like, you are an idiot. What, like, what is your... And then I also have to think, like, wait a second. For me to actually sit here and to comment back to this person who may be a troll or may just be a complete idiot, that there is such better things to do. Like, I don't think I've commented, like, back at a person in years, probably, because that is such a waste.
I never have. It's, you know, I try to just ignore that shit.
Or people who get, like, on, like, literally, there are people who go on Facebook to get on arguments. Like, it's something that they like to do, and
you
I guess
it's something you got to look at, because it
like,
is.
Because I'm part of a couple groups, well, like what's wrong comic with collecting groups and stuff like that, and there's even trolls in there. Just, like, you can tell
what's wrong with your life that's so bad that, like, this is what you think is.
Because they're the same person that goes on Yelp and destroys things. They're the same asshole who rated our podcast 2 stars on iTunes. Like, you just...
There's just trolls. That's it. There's going to be... terrible people. How many, and what percentage of the population would you say fits under trollish?
Probably less than 5%.
Oh, really? You think it's that low?
I don't know. Well, let's
that's
say,
a lot. Okay, well, I guess it's
okay,
a lot.
Okay, wait, hold on. Are we talking just people who, like, go on
you're looking
and leave a stupid-ass comment, and, but they don't say anything back? Are we talking people who, like, purposely go out to be a troll to start an argument? Because there's people who just leave comments and they won't even comment anything back. They'll just say something stupid just to cause outrage.
That's a troll.
But you get that in the restaurant too. You get the lady who comes in every week, sends back her first dish. We make it the exact same way, and she eats the second.
Hey man, you remember I was like, dude, this is bullshit. She does it for months, and you know,
yeah. People do that. There's trolls everywhere. But she's saying maybe what that 15 million people. You'd say?
Well, no.
It's 5%.
I'd say it's only in 5% of people who will actually comment back on the trolling that they do.
Trolls. Yeah. Okay, so
and then I'd say it's
people.
Probably like in the 40% of people who will just say something stupid, because I even will sometimes throw something ridiculous.
Yeah.
In
well,
I have been known
like
to do
I,
that.
Yeah, like
that
when I went funny. To the, when I was researching for the Flat Earth and stuff like that, like there's closed Flat Earth Society groups on
and
Facebook.
And you have to troll them.
But and that's something. What it feels like. Feels like 30% might believe in that, and the other 70% are on there just to fucking poke fun and troll and fucking
Which the flat Earth thing, man. We were talking about that before, but just topics like that, it's But it's not even getting into it. It's saying that I think it's almost toxic thinking because you're negating like scientific research. It's not even the fact that, and I think that's why people get annoyed with it so much.
It's just
like you can think what you want about. You can say, hey, I believe in this or that.
You can have conspiracy theories.
And that's fine. But when you start saying that
when things are actually
so blindly throw it in your face.
Yeah. And when it's like so.
But again, how many people do that? Do you know? Again, have you met people that do this?
I don't think I've ever met an actual flat earther in person. And if I had.
You haven't either. So none of us have.
Negative.
So. Again, this stuff is
I'm telling you, I don't think they're regular
proportion.
People. I don't think they're just like the average, you know, Joe Schmo that you see at the grocery store, except for maybe one. And even if they are, they're not like outwardly walking. To find a person who's like, flat Earth is real and like is really flamboyant with their ideas, I don't think that that's
I can't remember the exact numbers from when I did the show, but, you know, the legit Flat Earth Society at its peak has always only been in the thousands.
See what I mean? So... You just can't really trust a lot of what's out there when it comes to what they're talking about with people. Like I said, the most recent thing with the Nike.
But you know what?
I was just like, I don't think people care.
I've also never met a Scientologist.
Oh, I've seen Scientologists. I've
seen the churches.
Yeah, you've seen the churches. I see the people standing outside with holding pamphlets. You know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never even seen
them. Oh, yeah, I see. I've seen them. They're all
I know all the celebrity ones for sure. I'm just kind of comparing
Scientology.
Our mythology here, you know, like I don't even know if that's a word, but
let's roll with it.
But you know, just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not real, too.
True.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, with it, even like the group that they have for themselves, with that only being in the thousands,
very tiny,
and with it being such a vast country that we live in.
But it's just they got a couple celebrities on their side, and that's all they need because of how embedded we are with social media in our country or our society.
Well,
and how
everybody's
reach.
Has a voice. Everyone's got a voice.
Those guys have a reach much more so. Like, have a voice, and I'm sure you might have, a couple hundred followers on Instagram, but it's nothing compared to the person who has you know, 30 million that people are following on a regular day you know what I mean? Something like that.
Even before Tom Cruise was a Scientologist, he had all of these fans.
Yeah. So that's how it got really highlighted.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if there were, like, several celebrities that were super, like, no, we're flat earthers and we're part of the flat earthers.
There's a couple of them. There's, like, athletes and stuff like that. But, again, that's what they've been wishy-washy on. Right, exactly. But that's where, and we talked about this, I think, a while ago, is that our society, for some reason, thinks that people who are, like, popular are smart.
Like their opinion matters. Like, their opinion is very...
Like, they're smart because they got where they are. And it's like...
Yeah. Not really. Well, and especially with, like, the athletes thing, like, I'm a huge Cavs fan. Huge Cavs fan. Kyrie Irving was my favorite NBA player at the time, especially when he was on the Cavs.
You got a Blackhawks hat on and you love the Cavs.
Yeah.
You know where you're from?
I do. Like,
or does it change on the sport?
No, it does change on the sport.
Okay.
I am one of those guys and I have no...
No, I get it too. Yeah. I like multiple... And I've had people argue with me. Like,
they're like, dude, you can't be a Cleveland Cavaliers fan and like the Chicago Blackhawks. And I'm like... Yes, I can. You're an idiot.
That's why I always liked coming from Las Vegas, because it was just a free pass.
Yeah, now you have to be a Golden Knights fan, and you suck
with it. I will never be a Raiders
fan. But that's one thing where you see it on a constant basis, and you can attest to it, is that people get emotionally invested in something that they're not doing.
Whatsoever.
Sports.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll have a passionate argument. Like, I said, I like, you know, I'm a big Sabres fan, but, you know, I also like the Kings. And they're like, you can't do that. And I said, I can't do what? And they're like, you can't like two different teams at the same time. So,
that's one thing I don't do. I don't impose. I'm a diehard Packers fan.
Right.
I don't impose anything on it. Yeah, but you get how you like
football. And talking about, again, one of those strange behaviors.
But I get invested in my team, yes.
I don't understand.
My blood pressure goes up.
But not during the game. Because during the game, I get that. It's exciting. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going for it. The score is up and down. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
100% I get. But when the game ends, win or lose.
Or when the season is over.
Yeah. And like, people are emotionally distraught.
I'm getting better just because I live with Miranda now. And think, I had to learn to tone it back.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have scared away my girlfriend, I think.
Really?
Definitely.
That passion, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
you should see me watching UFC, man.
Really?
Yeah. Not like
UFC.
I didn't break TVs, but like she saw when she first started dating me, I went in my room because I was getting pissed and I turned it on in my room and she heard me break my laundry hamper because I fucking chucked it and like I just slammed it down at the floor.
Really?
Like, fuck, yeah.
See, I've never gotten that emotionally invested in sports.
But like, again, I'm careful. Like, I was like, ugh, and I'm looking at my room. Yeah, like, I'm not going to grab anything expensive. And I'm like, laundry hamper.
I could see maybe if you lost money, but you have nothing.
I have nothing that
you've invested in this game.
It's almost like
other than I like that sports uniform.
Team. Yeah, it's almost like losing a high. Like you know like
people, coaches are interchangeable.
Yeah. It is true because you get that like adrenaline and that good shot of dopamine. Like, dude, my team is kicking ass.
Yeah,
and
then
when your team starts getting destroyed, it's almost like. The rush and the fact that it's all gone and you're getting all these, like, I don't even know what the chemical is of when you're just getting aggressive, but you're getting that. It's almost like a depressive state where you're like, what the fuck? But I personally don't ever get that invested. So even when they're kicking ass, I'm like, hell yeah. Unless it's maybe the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like when we lost to the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, that shit honestly pissed me off because I'm like, you guys are a professional.
How long does it piss you off for?
No, the until the game's over. Maybe the next day.
Yeah, I'm saying like game ends, you lose. How long are you
not
like,
that big of a deal?
Pissed?
No, not pissed.
Like an hour?
Maybe.
Okay, so that's I think reasonable. You're emotionally invested.
My uncle, he's a
hardcore
sports fan, and he might talk shit about it for like a week, but he's not like walking around mad like off.
Like people get in fights. That's one thing to me.
Or
again,
people
about,
set their jerseys
about
on fire.
Normal people
stuff like that, you know,
that
like,
to me is strange. Behavior talking about this stuff that people actually fight each other because of a uniform.
But it's
that's
also
what they're fighting
it's
because it's not a coach. Yeah. The coaches are interchangeable. Players interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Owners interchangeable. Like they pass.
Well, they'll
the only
get
that stays
when someone leaves only because
the
they're leaving the team.
Thing.
You're leaving the uniform. So
the uniform.
You. That's all. Yeah.
So you have a different color on than I do.
So
I'm gonna
you.
Fight you.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah,
to
see,
me,
that
is
not,
strange.
That I'm not into. Like, I'm not inflicting.
You are a fan of a different billionaire sports team, so fuck you.
But I do get weird in ways. Like I said, I'll keep wearing whatever jersey. If we're winning a game, whatever I was wearing,
no,
that
you're
jersey,
superstition. That's
I'm
just,
wearing that next
that's
week.
That's just a good time.
Yeah,
that's,
just shit
like
that.
That's not weird.
Like
that's
said,
just more like
yeah. And I know it's outlandish, but like I've said it before, when my team's losing, I think, what can I do better as a fan right now?
Yeah, you're like, if I'm getting pissed,
though.
I don't know.
Because there are people who, really who believe that
if I start doing something that it will affect the team, you know in your heart that you wearing that jersey is not going to do anything, but it makes you feel better.
I know in my heart that I'm not doing anything.
But it makes you feel better.
Okay, so that makes me feel better.
That's totally all that matters.
Like, I set up some things, like I have some figurines, I face some
give a little good mojo. Okay, totally understandable. But if you, I'd be hard pressed to find the people that really truly believe that if they didn't wear that hat every week that their team would be worse off.
Basically,
or
if we were
like
driving to a game and you were like, no, I forgot, I didn't bring my fucking pin, my one pin that I always have to wear, and you're insisting that we go back, I'm seriously going to be like, all right, there's something fucking wrong.
That's something
Greg,
wrong.
Greg needs to chill the fuck out.
It's stuff like that that's really strange.
I wouldn't make us turn around, but my heart would be a little bit.
That I understand.
I'm not ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't make us turn around. I probably wouldn't even bring it up out loud. But I would
honestly,
be like,
if you're going to the game, it's kind of different. It's more like, oh, I'm going to be there, man. My energy is in the same.
So I have an empty Bic Packers lighter that I've kept around. If I go watch a game somewhere, I put it in my pocket. And other than that, it's like in my living room.
That's a little weird.
And it's been a good luck.
It's a superstition.
But that's whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess
if I forgot it. No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's at home rooting for me, I hope.
Fair enough.
Oh, there you go. So. Yeah. So that. Those are the things that I was thinking about. I don't know if there's anything else.
I think that all of those, like the same thing that makes a person get outraged at like a comment that they see on Facebook, I believe is the exact same thing that makes a person get outraged at a sports team or at a person's just like thought process or someone being
okay
gay,
so it's that,
you know,
kind of
I mean?
Mentality
it's there's something wrong in your life that's affecting you that you actually have to be outlandishly like negative towards other people.
Yeah, that's like, you know, again, coming back to the restaurants, that's all I know in life.
But sometimes with sports,
like,
it's a little bit different.
It's like, you know, this dude's in my face yelling. I was like, is this really about food, man? Like,
no,
it's
not.
Do we need to talk about, like,
I'll sit down and else is wrong, because no regular person would make it that big of a deal. There's something wrong.
Like, I was training this poor girl,
Do you need me to hug? You need a hug, man? You need to sit down and talk about some stuff? Because we can do that, too. You don't need to yell at me.
Yeah, this guy almost made this poor girl I'm training, like, cry, and she's apologizing to me all night, and I'm like, sweetheart, you didn't do anything.
Really? What happened?
I can't remember. The guy was just not. It was one of those ones he was not happy from the start. And like, he had a problem.
If you can't make it,
if
they were already not going to be happy when they came in, you're not ever going to make it.
Yeah,
there's people like that, whether it be the restaurant business or any kind of. They go out, and because they're paying money,
I
for
can
something,
be a dickhead because you're providing a service and I'm paying money.
Yeah, they just believe they're entitled to a certain level. But I just don't understand why.
Well, I'm also the type of person that, like...
Well, and that's the thing, though, is I am a good level server. Like, that's why I'm training somebody. Like, that's why I've held the job I've had for so long, and, like, I do good at it. You're pissed off from the start. It's not that you were expecting a level.
You were mad before
I
walked
up there, you want to vent or do whatever the fuck you're doing for
some
reason.
That's literally just what I was saying, is I'm the type of person that, let's say I had, like, a super shitty day, and I already know that I'm just going to be an asshole to people who come in contact with me, whether it's, like, an argument or shitty service or just being an asshole. I won't go out that night. You know, I'll keep myself, like, I'll just chill.
Yeah,
because if I do, I will also be like, you know, I'm a leave your bullshit out the door type of person.
I'm the type like, if I'm having a god awful day and I have to stop for gas or whatever, and the person's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I smile and I say good, and I go about my day. Like, you know, there's no reason to do anything other than that. You know, if me and Miranda happen to get in a fight where we're at a restaurant or something, like, we don't make it awkward. Like, we know we're
not
going to
have a scene. You're going to be like, all right, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, you know, we quietly finish our dinner. We smile at the waiter when they come by still.
You still leave them a
good
tip.
Sorry, server. You know, you still tip.
No, you can't say waiter.
Those are the people who, if they don't like the food, they'll not tip the server. It's like, do you think they made the food? Do you think they went back there and cooked it?
I tip based on service. If the food was shitty, I want to talk to your manager and be like, hey, this food was shitty, but your server did a fantastic job. I'm going to be leaving a nice tip, but I want you to understand I'm not leaving a tip because this was a fantastic meal. This meal's shit.
Yeah.
And I used to cook, so I can know when the meal's shit or not.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the thing that pisses me off the most. When I go to like a nice place and they fuck it up and I'm like, bro, I worked at Batty's and I wouldn't send shit out like this.
Yeah, people get mad that they got they were able to, and this is what like when you dive down to it, you're like, okay, wait a minute. It's not just because something's going on in your life, but are you not looking at the fact that, and this is also what goes
along. You're just not a logical thinking person.
No, it goes back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And that's even when I think about people getting hangry. It's kind of thing, you know, which drives me up a wall. But when people are upset about something at a restaurant per se, in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. So you were able to get in your car, just drive in your air-conditioned car.
No, they were probably yelling at people the whole time.
Sit down. But still, no. We're going back to the basics.
Let's assume they don't have air
conditioning. Sit down. Okay. You know, you roll down the window. You're able to not...
got stuck.
You're there. You made it. You made it within, what, an hour, let's say? You walk into an air-conditioned building.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not fighting the elements. Yeah, okay? Yeah. We can guarantee that.
Fucking hope so.
You're sitting down in most likely a comfortable chair, and as people most likely request, a booth.
Yeah.
And you're able to just order food, and it comes to you, and it's just presented to you. Mm-hmm. And you pay a fair price. Like, you're able to do that. Most people in this world, or a lot of people in this world, are not.
And you have options, too.
Oh, you have... Not just options in this menu, but options on where to go.
Yeah, where to go.
What do you want to eat?
What style?
Different foods from around the world. People are driving out in ships to catch living beans to cart back to you to
empty our oceans.
And
so
you're upset
it.
Because it came out a little bit more cooked than you wanted, or maybe it wasn't prepared just that way. Like, you're upset from all that. That's why it drives me up a wall when people say they're hangry. I'm like, you haven't eaten for a couple hours, you ungrateful shithead. You fucking serious? You haven't eaten for a couple hours
and you're
angry?
Like shit and I'm a stranger?
No, but just you're angry? Yeah. You ungrateful fucking asshole. That you're actually angry you haven't eaten in a couple hours. When there's starving people in this world, there's slavery still going on. You're living in this country.
Well, literally, to piggyback off of what I was just saying, like, I'm even the type of person that if my food isn't completely, like, fucked up, uneditable, I will still eat it.
That's what I want to refire, because that's a waste. I want to give kudos to, like, just a lady I had the other day.
It's a waste,
I was walking by, and she's like, oh, there's something floating in my drink. And she had, like, a margarita with, like, a little fruit fly floating in it. And I was like, as I was saying, do you want me to get another one? She takes her straw, does, like, the finger suction move.
Yeah.
Whips it out of her drink, and she's like, all better.
Yeah, that's my thinking. That's exactly what I would have been done.
Yeah, it's you a fly. Great, big fucking deal.
Big fucking deal.
Yeah. Flies land on everything.
It's not as like it's a Band-Aid in your sandwich.
Yeah. No, it's a Band-Aid. That's fucking... Yeah.
You're lucky if I don't just take it back there, remove the fly myself, and bring you the same damn drink.
And most do. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's outrageous, absurd to me. Because that's where my head goes with these things. When people are outraged... You know, things like that.
But
I mean,
also,
you take advantage
of it. If you say something like that to a person, they literally look at you like, bro, I live in America.
Yeah.
Okay? What I'm doing is the most important thing right now. And it's the same within traffic. It's like, okay, you're really the asshole who, while you knew the light was going to go red, you're still in the fucking intersection. Just like, oh, yeah, fuck you. You couldn't have just waited because you're more important than everyone else.
A lot of people think like that.
I personally...
Because at the end of the day, they're the ones they have to live with.
Exactly. So, and they're probably struggling with living with themselves, which is why they're doing these outlandish, fucking ridiculous
things. There's got to be something off. There's definitely something off.
Because you don't do that.
No,
right?
Not at
you don't
all.
Do that. No. I don't do that.
But there's shit off in my life. But I just focus on what's...
Yeah, but even when there's shit off in my life, I don't blame the fucking dickhead who cut me off in traffic.
You
like, you're the fucking reason why I'm fucking mad about whatever. I'm more just like, you fucking dickhead. All right, now you're gone, so my life is fine. If you were to, like, hit my car, you may get a little bit more of my fucking aggressiveness, but I'm also not going to, like, take that situation in 4 years from now when someone else cuts me off, like, bring it back out and be like, fucking motherfucker.
Do you think it's gotten... better?
It's gotten worse. The more information that there is, the more that people see outrage everywhere, the more they want to be
outraged. You think it's gotten worse, or has it just gotten highlighted more?
Probably more highlighted.
That's kind of what I was going to say.
Because I don't think it's actually gotten worse. I think it's probably gotten better.
Because if you think about it, there's way more good people than there are shitty people.
100%.
But the problem is that the highlight
if it bleeds,
is
it leads.
All the shitty people.
If it bleeds, it leads in our society.
Because a good, honest, regular guy is not interesting as this fucking crazy crackhead who's like running down the streets.
Yeah, but that's who you're going to look at.
The fuck yeah, it's
Yeah, you're not looking at the... 9 out of 10 other cars that are just kind of going along the day.
No. So, no, you're seeing the one asshole who's texting and swerving. So, you're like, fuck you.
So that's who you see on social media. Exactly. Those are the guys. They just happen to be louder than everybody else.
It's because they're the ones the people
minding their own business. You know, Miranda's not even on social media. She's living her life like she should.
It's probably the healthiest way to live your life ever.
God, yeah.
Honestly, if it wasn't for wanting to
they did say there's a new study out. I can't cite the study, but I did hear that there was a new study out that's saying that teenagers actually feel better when they're on social media because they're able to get the likes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So saying there is somewhat of a benefit to it because they feel like vindicated or
valid. But I also feel like the kids who don't get the likes and struggle with that, they feel more of like...
Welcome to life.
But also that's the thing is like that when every time you want to say like welcome to life, we live in that generation where it's like, no, like this person needs to understand that.
I know. So maybe we're coming back around.
Hopefully.
And we're getting out of the trophy generation. Honestly, and now it's just smacking you in your face at 12.
As much trouble as Trump does, that is the only thing that I can say that he might do positive is he's kind of eliminating the whole, like, bullshit thing. He's like, nah.
What do you mean, bullshit thing?
With, like, the whole, you know, like, the fake news. And then I feel like the fake news goes in with people being like, oh, we live in this, like, outrage society of needing more fucking click, so we put this thing up here so you get outraged, and then you realize, oh, the story wasn't even about what the headline was.
So you think he's
not him getting personally. People to not him personally,
his administration, whatever,
his just like
has gotten to get people to read the articles more?
No, not
calling
like
out the calling out the bullshit, the idea that there is fake news.
This is
there.
Fake, and you're being bold. Yeah,
even though Trump's saying everything about him is fake news, which might not be true.
Which is complete bullshit. He's bullshit too, but
but there is fake news out there.
100%.
Again, like not wrong, like Josh would say if he was here, Facebook is chock full of it for sure.
I don't think it's not.
And it's also,
but you know what? If you're using that as your source of information for
you're fucked. You've been fucked.
Well, then, what do you guys use for news? I'm not saying I use
news.
That
honestly, news-wise, I'm not going to even say that I, like, follow news stories, really. I kind of use my Google, whatever is on, like, the iPhone, like, the news thing.
Yeah.
I'll scroll through that.
So you don't go to, like, regularly a one type of one page or the other?
Nah, not really.
Do you?
Like
on a regular basis, like today, did you go on anything today to read the news?
No.
I don't keep up with current events, to be honest.
I listen to the jazz radio station, and they play NPR.
Okay, yeah.
So that's how I get news through NPR, which I feel like is
somebody
probably
forcing you to listen to that jazz station?
I love jazz.
I'm just kidding.
I don't like most like regular radio stations, and I just drive an old truck.
Honestly,
I listen to
Joe Rogan's podcast anytime that there is one, and he usually will keep up with current events, so I kind of just follow it. That's probably
so you guys don't feel the need to keep up with current events. That's interesting.
I'm not saying I do, but I try to keep up with all the news that's being plugged. Information that I really need, and I feel like if it is information that I need, it will make it to me.
I used to enjoy the
just
real
through social media. The
so you're relying on social media.
I guess that is you make a very valid point.
So you say because of these things I like on social media.
Yes, but
because it'll create a funnel,
but
and filter out what I like.
But
so
because
therefore
I
you
see,
live in a confirmation bias.
Sort of, but also if I was. I'm talking like news story wise, though.
Right,
I'm not talking
still.
Like, but if I was to see a news story, I'm still gonna take that, plug it into Google, see what I get back on, and see what's being said. Like, I won't just take something at first glance.
Right. Okay. Yeah. At least you dive into
so
it.
So it's you use it as
I'll get the backstory.
An alert system.
It basically gives me
I do the same thing,
and then I take the time to actually see whether this is bullshit or if this is actually something that's worth taking the time to look into.
Do you feel that, and that's what I think some of the problems are that people do that.
They just look at first glance.
No, they don't read stuff that they're not particularly interested in when they should be, like what's going on with the administration and things like that. Because, again,
like
it's not affecting your day.
I didn't even know there was a hurricane going on until I was at the gym with Miranda on Saturday.
I knew about that.
And I like looked up at their TV and I was like, oh, shit.
But, like, some people didn't know about, like, Manafort, like, turning against Trump and his administration, saying he's going to cut a deal with the FBI.
Yeah.
But sometimes you talk to
NPR,
a lot of people.
That's what NPR is pretty good for.
About that, and it's just
outside.
Like, Dead Eyes.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, well, what? But then you can talk to them about the Kardashians or something like that. What's going on? And they know, like, a feud between Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly. Like, a lot of people know that. But then you talk to those same people.
Because they're not interested in what's going on.
I know, and that's the problem, is that you need to create that interest.
They just want someone else to do this, and then we just like vote on it, and we agree with it, and then everyone else does all the work. We don't want to keep up with it and see.
I think that's a big
read
problem.
Everyone's policy. Yeah. Like,
but you see it in other countries. Countries, they're the ones flooding the streets.
I'm guilty of it.
But it's also because other countries are much more well-informed and better educated than our country is, unfortunately.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely guilty of it in different ways. I can boast that, you know, I don't watch reality TV and I don't care about the Kardashians. I don't know anything about that. But in the same turn,
yeah, I'm not knocking it.
I'm just using other things. I immerse myself in a world of comic books, you know, writing this, doing this podcast.
My mother likes watching The Bachelor, you know,
Dungeons and Dragons and shit like that. Like, I'm just immersed in a different world.
You're just in a different world.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, so I'm not knocking like the Kardashians stuff, even though I just think like that. Like, TV is trash. Like, if you like it, I'm not hating the player
at all, but they're taking advantage of it. For entertainment value, good for you, but for the idealistic value,
but also that's for what even
100%, yeah, that's for people actually looking up to reality TV stars as like people that they should look to for any kind of advice or anything, then that's bad.
Yeah, but also, I'm not looking to the Punisher comics I have for advice, anything like that.
Those are just entertainment.
Like, when it's The Real World first came on and Puck, it was just
those were funny.
Dude, those were hilarious. You didn't really care. Like, nobody followed what they were doing, what their opinion was. He's not visiting the White House.
I used to like the Road Rules, where they put him in a shitty Winnebago's.
That was about it. You just kind of left him at that.
Kids banging in shitty Winnebago's, competing against each other.
While people are driving around the country and shit.
Yeah, that's great. It was a good time. It was a good old American time right there.
But see what I mean, like, with, like, my mom used to watch The Bachelor. Well, I'm sure she still does, but my mom watched The Bachelor when I was a kid. And I remember, like, I would, watch it for a few minutes. And just be thinking, like,
Jesus, as a kid?
I wasn't watching it, I was observing it, and you're like, what in the fuck is this? What was the original reality show?
Oh, it's old. What sparked the flame?
Probably.
Well, yeah, I'd say Cops, but like a little bit past
that.
But
like,
that.
Like Survivor, reality shows?
Survivor area.
I think Real World.
Yeah, Real World.
I would have said Real World.
Probably Real World.
But that, like, when the resurge, like, the surge really started. Like, it was definitely around Survivor, I would say.
Survivor
was huge.
Survivor was the big
People used to, like...
Because there was... Because
that's when it just really...
And then there was, like, American Idol, and, like, they basically made reality shows about different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which,
Because I remember... I used to be a huge History Channel fan and Discovery Channel, and then it just turned into Ice Road Truckers and...
Because that's Orange the only way they get people Choppers watching them.
Shit like that. Like, I used to love the real shows about history.
But those real shows are still on there. Oh, dude. This is the golden age of television we are in right now. Television shows there are that are better than any other television shows that have come before it?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a plethora of great TV now. But there's also a plethora of shitty reality show or just shitty Big Bang Theory type of shows.
I started watching that Jack Ryan.
Oh,
with
solid.
Oh man,
that's good.
John Krasinski is the shit.
I'm so afraid I'm going to see.
Tom Clancy's so good.
Jim, I'm so afraid I'm going to see.
The only thing that fucked it up, it was doing just fine, and then they introduced a separate character named Jim, and I was like, wow,
no,
why, why?
Yeah, I want to see it.
It was so.
I'm into
so
Ozark.
Good,
Tom
Clancy, man.
All right. So according to Wikipedia, reality television exploded as the phenomenon in the late '90s, early 2000s, with global success of series such as Survivor, Idols, and Big Brother.
I never watched a Big Brother.
Basically,
Big Brother always felt like a cheap ripoff of.
I thought it was like a European thing. I don't remember Big Brother ever being in the States, but I guess it was.
I think it was in the States for a bit.
But Cops surpassed all of that.
Cops
was all. Yeah, but Cops was also like a different type of reality show. That was like you get to actually see what these people do on a day-to-day basis versus like, okay, we're going to bring
Joe Schmo on here.
Yeah, we're bringing a bunch of people
into the Joe Schmo show.
There was a Joe
Schmo show.
I haven't seen all of that, but Holy cow, what a great premise, and why has that not been done more?
Funny you know this thing, show, hey, we the were, show?
I remember that.
Where the one guy doesn't know what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was brilliant, man. I tried to look for that online and can't find it.
But then you get your fucking Tila tequilas.
Yeah. And then it says,
flavor of
continues on, in the United States, various channels
people
have...
people like to watch car crashes, man. That's basically what they are. They're it's basically societal rubbernecking.
Yeah, it's controlled chaos.
That's what reality TV is. Societal rubbernecking. Because all you're doing is watching car crash after car crash after car crash.
It's true, because before that, how many people would tell you...
I'm trademarking.
I love if you go to... rubbernecking. I don't like the mall, but I do like sitting there people watching. You know?
What fucking creeper just sits there and watches people? Like, hey, where are you going today? You want to grab something to eat? Nah, man. I'm just going to go stare at some people.
The only time I'm people watching is when I happen to be in a public place and I'm just like looking at people. But I don't like go to the mall to like sit and be like,
like what?
Time to get on some good people watching right now.
Sure, brony. Like, hey, you going to the mall? Oh, what do you got to get? Nothing. What do you mean? What are you going for? Like hanging out?
Just chilling?
Just do a like in power watch?
Nah.
No, I'm just doing
I got one area I like to see. Watching.
What are you, some serial killer? You're just going to watch people like they're animals?
That's probably where it starts.
Just got to stop by the Big Five, get some knocks.
But hey, I have to read this just because like, we're talking about how in the United States is where reality TV is popular.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not the only place it's popular.
Well, I know I said where it's mostly popular.
Oh, is it?
There's bigger reality, like more reality shows that are in America than I think anywhere else.
We are, our country is awesome.
And you also have to think about how much
mass and land,
just by
population, though. I mean.
No, but you look at Hollywood. Hollywood is surpassed by almost twofold when it comes to Bollywood.
True.
True.
Like, literally, over two times the amount of movies that we put out there, Bollywood murders us. Yeah, they have more of a passion for film as a society than we do. Ever. And they have a billion people. So I don't know. Are there like Indian? There's got to be Indian reality TV
shows.
I'm sure,
but
crazy.
I just don't think that they're as popular as maybe like the ones that
Josh talked about his boring Japanese reality show for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that terrorist thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, those are really big. Shit. So,
well, the only reason I knew what he was talking about when he brought it up,
we got American Idol from
that's probably
European
came from
thing.
I bet that came from Japan. Probably.
No. I think it was Simon. Whatever his name is.
Simon Powell?
Cowell. Right. Simon Cowell.
Is it the
Cowell? He created it, but I think he did it first in England and then brought it over
probably.
Here.
Probably.
So I think that started over
there. I mean, yeah, that's what English people do. You get big there
but it,
and then
it literally
the test
talks
is,
about,
can you make it big in America?
Yeah, because it's like so much larger. Yeah.
How various channels in the United States have retooled themselves to focus on reality programs, most famously MTV, which began in 1981 as a music video pioneer, began switching to nearly all reality format in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
That sucks, because MTV was great.
Yeah, the funny thing about MTV is...
Yeah, but what are you going to do, watch videos now on MTV?
They came out
on YouTube.
They came out with MTV 2.
No, there's
like,
a reason why
this
they
is where
had
the
to
music's
convert,
at.
But it just sucks.
And then like a year later, MTV 2 didn't even have music on it.
Yeah, but I guess you got to... You gotta.
Yeah, well, then they start...
You, what your audience
starts
wants.
Dying and like, well, we're losing money.
Yeah, but I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah, but
you can sell more.
But also, it would be cool.
You
if
can
they
do
were,
more product placement. Yeah. You can do they had to come up with more content.
But it would also be way cooler to see them do like more shows that were based on music, like maybe like musical doc. But then you have VH1, who's basically doing all that bullshit anyway.
Yeah, trying to
like musical.
Yeah, but it was just another.
But they're also doing it on shit that no one cares about.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can see it. But anyway,
it's all a dying. Dying dinosaur.
Well, media,
what, networks,
television in general.
Network or television like that. I think it'll just be like pay by network type of deal.
It'll be
down the road.
All streaming. You'll pay
like I'll gladly
service,
just
or...
like they do with HBO now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can buy that. $12.99
or on Hulu
something or $15.99
on Hulu. You can get HBO out of
Hulu, like all that stuff. You just for like $7 or something.
Yeah, same with Prime, shit like that. You can start adding whatever you want to your Amazon.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, an a la carte.
Oh yeah,
service.
Absolutely.
Well, then eventually it'll just be everything will have everything, and you'll just
for a ton of stuff.
You'll be they'll be competing based on who has the quickest stream time or fucking the least lag or no fucking ads.
Yeah, but did you hear about that whole thing when it came to the? What was it? And I wish I could talk more intelligently about it, but I just can't. The whole commission as far as, like, federal regulations when it comes to, like, Like they did a whole vote on it.
Talking about the free internet thing?
Like the FCC commission.
Oh, yeah. The fucking
free internet thing.
Yeah.
Did, wow. Vote,
yeah.
Did you like pay attention to it and call you?
I actually signed petitions.
Yeah, I did some online for sure.
Yeah, but I honestly, I
but again, I can't even talk that intelligently about it, but at the same time, I also know how important it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Super important.
But there's some things I just don't have like time for. I'm like, oh, there's so much time for that.
Yeah,
like,
at the moment, I probably could have.
I probably
could have spoken more to it, but like, I did my best at the time when I saw it seems to be something important.
Did you, though, Greg?
Well,
did
at first,
you do your best?
No, Greg. You're right. I didn't do my best, but
let's
I did
just,
something.
Let's just,
I did something.
Let's just all agree that we did the minimum to say we did something because we're lazy shitheads when it came to
but
that.
But at least
topic.
I did
but
something.
But I did something.
Okay, right, right. But
I celebrate.
I'm in the group.
I celebrate mediocrity. My life.
I'm in the group.
When I first heard about that.
Yeah, that's like, what people say. Like, you got to be okay with being average.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with average.
Nothing wrong.
So just, you know, own it.
I shoot for a C all the time.
Yeah,
you want
there
the
you
show.
Go, man.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's average.
Even when they first started talking about it, at first I thought it was bullshit. I was like, oh, this is just, they're just talking about it. And then I started to realize, like, oh, this is actually going to become a vote.
Why did you think it was bullshit?
Because I just thought it was fucking bull. I was like, oh, they're going to, how do you censor the internet? Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay.
I was like, how do you do that? Yeah. But if it's a government regulated thing, yes, you can look at fucking North Korea.
Yeah.
You cannot get American Google in North Korea.
Yeah,
they tell you to fuck right off. It's a middle finger and it says, fuck you.
Yeah.
Is that stuff with, did you ever watch Silicon Valley?
I did. I've seen some.
So do that, does that tie along with his decentralized internet?
Sort of.
Like program that he had.
Sort
and that
of.
Was the whole thing of it being decentralized. And that's why see, people are so. All about cryptocurrency.
Well, it's
and
a lack of
blockchain,
so that way they
like
can
that.
Cut how much information people are getting. You control the
right, but if it's not centralized, you can't do that.
No, exactly.
Right.
I've been thinking lately, actually, now that you brought up cryptocurrency, what? And I don't know. I virtually know nothing about it.
About
so,
Bitcoin and
but what
all
is
those.
To stop a really good hacker from upping his Bitcoin?
You can't.
Yeah.
There's a finite amount of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. What is Bitcoin then?
So think
Bitcoin,
about it like...
It's just like...
Think about how
at
there
this
was the
point,
gold standard.
At this point, only a certain amount of Bitcoin actually
exactly.
exists.
Remember how
ever.
At one point in time there was the gold standard,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that's how much money we had in America was
yeah.
based off of what?
Yeah.
That's Bitcoin.
We,
they have this much,
yep.
and they're giving away this much, and they're not making any more. This is what we fucking got.
Yeah. That's it.
But still... counterfeit bits.
Oh, it would take.
I don't know enough to.
I just feel like there's so many counter things that are happening that it would take like a straight team of people.
You know when you've watched videos
Greg,
or read
my shirt, man,
articles about stuff,
I just
and then you're like,
my eye. I don't know.
And you're like,
this with the lightning bolt just kind of draws my eye.
Sometimes when I'm driving around and I just so everyone knows before I start talking about this, I'm wearing a Pride FC shirt. And Pride, if you don't know what FC is a Japanese fighting championships, basically the Japanese UFC that was around in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
They are now owned by the UFC and they don't exist anymore. But sometimes when I'm driving around and I'm wearing this and it just says Pride, I'm really happy it says fighting. But if it just said Pride and has this like lightning bolt fist, I feel like a fucking like an imperial motherfucker sometimes, dude.
Pride,
it's a little white Pridey.
Then you're like,
it is
then you have
Pride-y.
To be like, you know what, man, I'm not. Because
it's even
Pride,
got the so. Lightning bolt like SS.
Yeah.
It's a little sketchy. Now that I'm looking at, it, I'm like, hey, fuck. But it says. Fighting
and then
champion.
Now you say it's Japanese, it's not any better. You know.
Right.
Axis ally.
You know what? Everyone should have pride for their nationality, but you should not hate on any other ones. That's all I got to say about that.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
Now that I was okay, you were looking at it, and today when I was riding my bike over here, the guy like this black dude who was walking down was kind of looking at it, and I knew he was looking at my shirt, and I was kind of like, I really hope that dude didn't think that just said like some white pride shirt or something.
No, I didn't think until you questioned why I was looking.
We
at
kept
your
looking
shirt.
At it, and I was like,
then
man.
All the reasons why, like I could be looking at it in an off way, jumped into my head.
Yeah.
But no, just my eyes just keep being drawn.
The
to
first, me. Well, the few sets of eyes that I have gotten to it, you can see what they're thinking. They're thinking like, yo, motherfucker, why are you wearing a pride shirt? And I'm like, oh no.
Really? Do you really get that from people? I guess,
bro. I can see it in people's eyes. Look at me, man. I'm white. Yeah. Living just
I guess
that
just
time period.
It's
you know,
tough
because
I know pride fighting, so I immediately am like, oh, okay.
But I can see in this person's eyes that they have no idea
pride
what it's associated
fighting.
With, so they're like, oh,
well,
what
the reason
the
top
fuck?
Half of a fucking T-shirt.
An asshole who, wants
who just
to judge
stops
me.
At the first word.
That says pride, and it says fighting championships.
Yeah, which, you know, just goes back to outrage culture.
Yep, it is outrage culture.
It goes right back to that.
And it's probably just, you know, part of the outrage culture why I think that those people probably aren't even thinking like that. They're probably just looking at me like, look at this goofy-looking motherfucker. Right?
Yeah, and then just keep going about your day. As far as the critical...
I'm not honestly worried about it.
Stuff we were talking about.
Doesn't affect me.
Like, you ever have those topics that you read, you'll watch a video explaining it, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. But then if somebody asked you to, like, reiterate it, you're like, where do I start? Like, how do I go about this? That's what, like, cryptocurrency and blockchain is. Like, I have a good grasp, and if somebody's talking about it, it's kind of like, it's kind of like you can kind of understand what the guy speaking Spanish, like, sometimes in the kitchen.
I get what he's saying,
like,
but I couldn't tell you what he said.
Yeah, I couldn't speak it back, but I kind of understand
I'm picking it up, but if I was to... You were to say, tell me exactly what he said.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
No way. So I would say, watch a couple videos. They'll explain it, and then you'd be like, okay, yeah, I kind of
got it.
I am not intelligent enough on the subject to be able to explain what it is without me feeling like, oh, I did not do that justice whatsoever.
Well, yeah, because you have to understanding is taking something that somebody doesn't know and then relate it to something they do know.
Exactly. Making it
saying
able
it's like
for them
this.
To understand.
Yeah, and then that way, that's understanding.
And I don't
you're like, oh, I already know. Like you said with the gold, I know how gold is and how the money works. So okay,
and that's as
and
much
so related.
As I
it, but so is the whole how it all works.
But there's
couldn't tell you
because it basically is kind of like a gold standard stock market type shit is what they're doing. But the difference
but
is
I
it doesn't go down or anything in price. It's like there's just selling it on an open market type thing.
Yeah, but it's weird because people are they want it to be a currency.
Yeah,
but they're like mining it like it's like it's like a gold that they don't want
to. Yeah,
like they're not using it.
They don't want it to be a worldwide. It's
they're looking at it as like a stock.
Yeah,
which is not the way you want to look at that.
And you wanted to look at it as the new way the currency is going to be. While they're looking at it as, you know, how they have those companies that you can like buy gold from.
Yeah,
and you can have actual gold. These people are like mostly tech wise people are looking at it as that exact same thing in a cryptocurrency that no one's going to ever be able to steal this from me.
Why do people buy gold?
You can buy gold.
No shit, you can buy gold. Sorry. So why do people buy gold?
Because you have actual money that's worth something. And if one day the stuff, literally like the whole
system. Yeah, but what are you going to do with it?
That would only be in the case as if like
say, okay, say we have a solar winter or whatever. A sun flare kicks out all our power, right?
Oh,
yeah. So we don't have banks.
Gold for that, yeah.
What do you do with gold?
The only time I can think that.
Why do I want your gold?
Because it's really, it is worth something.
Not with no power.
But there before there was power.
It's always been worth something.
I know, but is it still going to be in the future?
Yeah.
I would say I'd
stock
up on water
will always be
and
worth
fucking
something.
Supplies.
Goods,
and stuff like
that. Goods will be worth something, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Water will be worth
gold,
way more
than
gold.
Yeah,
way
gold,
more.
I don't think gold will ever stop being... Precious gems will actually come back into play, I think.
I believe
if,
so
if
as well.
What you're talking about happened.
What do you want it for? That's what I'm saying. Like, say okay,
as a society, we just hold that value.
I know, but don't you think we would know better?
And because they're hard to find,
it is
that
really
rarity.
Hard to find, and it's a fine.
Like, say in this room, all of a sudden all power goes out, whatever zombie apocalypse type of thing. What do you? And you got some gold in your pocket, and you tell me like, hey, I want that jug of water. And I say, oh, okay, what do you have? You're like, I got some gold. And I'll be like, I don't give a shit about that gold.
But
that's not going to do anything for me.
But if you have 10 jugs of water and you traded one for that gold, now you have this trading resource as well to go get something you didn't
that
have.
People know it's worth something
that
because of what it previously was.
You're
now
making
who says
currency.
It's worth something, though?
It always has been.
As long as we keep
it's
that mentality
been,
rolling.
I know,
society.
So that's what I'm saying. Is it going to change, you think? Why is
it
worth
something?
It
would take a massive... thought process different, like change it over the entire world. So I'm not saying that you're not wrong. It totally
it,
could.
If it happened, it could be. It could be that Cody trades it to you, and then you come to me, and I say, "Fuck no, I don't want that piece of fucking rock."
Yeah, what am I going to do?
And
with
then
that
mentality,
but then
that mentality spreads. But I don't think it.
The
would.
Way that I look at it is if, for some reason,
so what's going to be the currency now? If because nobody has gold here, so if
a lot of people
power
have gold
wins.
Here.
Who does?
People
you,
literally
any of you
buy
guys have
gold? No, but people literally invest in gold.
Power
massively.
Goes up. How many people would you say that you know? Or how many people? What percentage of the population actually has?
Not a lot, but also think
gold.
About it. If that is to happen, you
who
just became
gold?
The fucking Mac Daddy. These dudes can't even.
If somebody else, like you, go to some guy and you want to buy a gun, some hick in the country
and
who's living
says,
in a trailer has been waiting for this
forever.
Yeah,
I can't even take
he's like,
this money
I don't
anymore.
Want that fucking gold.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But also, if
like,
you
dude,
see,
but I have gold. It's like, I don't care. Get on my fucking property.
But also, if you see a person, or if something like that was to happen, and then they're like, oh, shit, now we're going back to precious resources being like, you only have what you have to trade. People will always understand
right, so,
that.
But people used to just trade goats or
yeah, but if you
cow,
gave a motherfucker
or
a fucking
milk or something like that.
Gold versus the
but I think that was introduced
you want my three goats
to
or you want this.
I think that was introduced to society.
Does there have to be a higher source that you can cash that gold into?
That's what I'm saying.
There has to be
a king
that covets that gold
yeah.
or
no, that and then
like
that's
that.
What I'm saying. Eventually there will have to be an establishment that is set up based off that and you already have something.
But right now we don't have nobody has gold.
No, people do have gold.
Jesus, I'm talking.
I'm talking
in generalizations
in general,
for
yes,
conversational sake.
You are correct.
I'm saying nobody,
banks
none of your
don't
friends
even have gold.
Yeah, banks don't have gold. Your friends don't have
we
gold.
We literally
I don't
have a
gold.
Currency that is based off of
so,
nothing.
Again, if a sun flare jets out and cuts down power to the entire planet for good,
we're fucked.
Done.
I do think I'm better off having.
Don't tell
me
gold.
Some sort of gun.
Yeah, gun. Okay.
Another sort of weapon that doesn't rely on ammunition.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then some sort of bug out kit that involves, you know, dried goods and survival gear and
definitely.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick between just having gold or having all that resource, I would obviously rather have that resource. Set
right.
up. As of right now, I don't have
do
any.
Do you think the currency, though, will
gold,
go back to gold?
Gold doesn't matter unless there is an establishment.
Right.
There currency has. Doesn't matter unless there is an establishment.
Yeah.
Because if there is an establishment, then just like you were saying, people will trade based on things that they need.
So if that happened, you think it would just go fucking, like, society go to apeshit?
Yes. For, like, 10 years, it would go to apeshit.
Yeah.
Like, just everything torn down. Again, imagine. And that's
look
not
what happens
the,
when a
that's
city
not out of the realm of
down
possibility.
Second, you know?
Well, New York City did, and nothing happened. It was actually a big thing.
Well,
New York City powered down for, like, 8 hours or something like that.
But what would happen if it was to like be powered down?
Oh shit! I don't
weeks,
know because we never
you know?
Seen it.
Exactly.
Because people in that time were still,
of course.
There's
what
repercussions.
Happens, yeah.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
happens
it's
if it's
gonna come back?
What if I'm jacking
no,
this
no, they were still a terrorist might have done something mentality.
Oh,
in New
so
York
they're
City.
Like fuck.
Yeah,
I'm not
so,
going anywhere. That makes sense.
So that was a little bit different, but because that's not out of the realm of possibility. They've said that could happen.
If solar flare happened in like the 1800s and knocked out a shit ton of those whatever the fucking stop, I don't remember what that shit's called.
I don't know. In the 1800s,
yeah, it's like
1800s.
Stop.
Oh,
stop.
Our listeners are gonna go crazy.
Telegraph.
Our listeners are gonna go crazy with you tapping the table. They're gonna be like, "What is this dude tapping the table for?"
I'm talking like that. It's like, some whatever code.
He's giving
a
Morse code. Yeah.
Code.
He's like, "Everybody save your gold in Morse code. Go buy gold.
Yeah. That's exactly what I guess that happened, and like people were fucking.
So that's
freaking
what I'm
out.
Saying. It's not that out of realm of possibility. So I would not be like trying to stock gold though. That's me.
Probably a bad idea, but I.
Water's number one.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And you can't even store water. It's illegal. Storing massive amounts of water is illegal.
No, yeah. It's not.
No. I mean, like, okay, you can buy some, but you can't, like, let it fucking rain in your backyard.
In Colorado,
store the water.
You're allowed to now in Colorado.
It was illegal.
Collecting rainwater.
How ridiculous
is
that?
It was illegal to collect rainwater.
And a lot of places still is. If you're listening to this, it's.
Don't collect rainwater.
Good chance you can't collect rainwater.
Yeah, look into
what
it.
Is the. How did that get passed?
I don't fucking know.
Some executive award.
Of course. I absolutely know.
Some fucking
somebody
guy
got paid.
Like, hey.
Everything
you
can be traced back to money. Yeah,
hey,
100%.
You paid for the water, and then you used it, and then you evaporated and rained back down. I still own it, bitch.
Yeah.
That's
oh
you.
It will come back
oh
to me,
God.
Okay?
That's so
what
ridiculous.
They think.
Yeah,
well, that one dude, they were
to
trying
money.
To give him like a bunch of felonies because he had like 500 gallons of rainwater or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm saving this for if something happens. It's a smart idea. And they're like, No, you will pay us if you want the water.
Oh, yeah.
They know they're fucked.
That's so crazy.
You can't even, there's people get, like, who've made their own, like, retention ponds and gotten in trouble and shit like that. Like,
yeah, that's absurd.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
In their own property?
Oh, yeah.
Their own property
absolutely.
That they owned. They dug the pond themselves. They're like, all right, this will fill up with rainwater and I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
And then someone came in and
said. So do
you
feel like a change is happening in our society to where people are becoming more aware of these ridiculous things and
definitely.
There is going to be a change?
Definitely. I think we're progressing.
Or do you think people are just too lazy
and
they just...
There's certain people who fight it, like with the little house movement and things like that, like people building tiny houses. to skirt past certain codes and things.
Yeah, I'm talking about changing of the laws, though.
Oh, I thought you meant more of a mentality change.
No. I'm talking about people actually paying attention, voting the people into power, because unfortunately, you got to play the game to change it.
Yeah. Man.
There are politicians who are trying to do that. There are.
It's hard. I mean,
not any major right now. Talking like mayors, who?
I don't even know.
You look at what happened, with Bernie Sanders, somebody who almost
but his policies were also fucked.
There's a lot of shit he couldn't have done that he said he was going to do, but just the fact that there was somebody kind of who
he didn't raise any money from donors.
Somebody who felt honest and on the people's side, and he got completely shut out by his own party.
Yeah, that's true.
By his own party.
So there is, I guess, a little bit more of a shift with it, because with this floodgate of information, people will, I think, become a little more active for sure. But I don't know.
Our whole voting process is kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the electoral
college. They have to register and then go places. You can only go to certain places.
But again, it all goes back to money. So it's all about getting certain people in the...
And that, you can vote from home now. If you do the early stuff.
Yeah, you can do early voting.
You get on top of it.
I did that.
Yeah.
But that's not everywhere.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so, but, what do you change about it? How do you change it?
I know that it'll take greater minds than myself and a lot more of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's right now it's going to be, because unfortunately,
it's
even
amazing
in our
we
generation,
can't do it on the internet. It's amazing you can't do it.
They're just too worried about it getting hacked, I believe. It's so
yeah, but didn't easy. They were talking about some little,
But aren't the other ones, regular voting booths? They're all electronic. You don't use a paper one anymore, don't you?
There's both out there.
Are there?
Yeah.
Either way, they can get fucked with.
Yeah, so I've been voting on electronic since I was 18.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
No, I remember clicking the little.
Really?
There was little levers that you would click.
No, I've never been to one of those.
Voting. Yeah.
Even when I was 18,
I've only voted
once. Electronic.
When I was 18,
but, I lived in Las Vegas, so it might be.
Actually, no. I could have voted for Donald Trump or for Hillary Clinton. And I decided to say I'm.
I voted third party.
I know a lot of people did that, and that's why Trump.
I voted for Gary Johnson. That's
I voted for Gary Johnson
too.
And even though it was still only 0.8%,
I was in
the biggest third party. It was the biggest third party voting percentage ever. So.
No, but the governor or the guy who's I don't know if he is the current governor. I don't believe so, but he's running to be the governor of New York, and he was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and just the things that he's talking about, you can obviously see that he doesn't really care about making a lot of money off of it or being famous or people stealing his ideas that he's using to be governor. So
it seems like people say that, and then they get in the seat.
And
they feel that envelope slide across the
table. Definitely, maybe. But
change your tone real quick.
It's hard.
Definitely. But also,
everybody's got a price.
You have to believe that there are people out there who don't.
I don't.
It's the same thing.
I don't think those people get elected.
I grew up in the punk rock band culture, if you go on the radio, if you go on MTV, you're a sellout. But I actually... To date myself way back, I saw Sum 41 live before they were ever anybody, and they were on stage. The lead singer was literally saying, "Fuck MTV. Yeah. We'll never be on MTV. We'll never be on the radio." The audience,
MTV.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people say this is a sellout.
That check slides across the table, though, and you're going to change your
tune. I would just be happy that my band made it into
real fucking
fast.
Well, every artist wants to be seen. That's why they create art.
But that's why
they're out there into the world.
And that's why it was super popular to be fuck being on MTV, because we're not on MTV. So it's we get this thing going, we're not on MTV. And then the second they do, they're like, well, we're on MTV.
Oh, I like money, too.
They gave me a tour bus.
It's all money. And politicians are almost, they're very transparent saying they're all about money because they need money for re-election. They need money to get to that place. So any politician is like, listen, I'm not all about money.
No, he was. No,
it smells like total bullshit.
No, he was.
Because
you
need to get to that level.
He was all about
money.
Donations, but he didn't care. Basically, what I should say about that is that he didn't care. He had all these ideas that he's trying to get pushed forward so that way he can get re-voted or voted in general and then continue to get re-elected.
It's an outsider. I don't
know
if that's going to happen.
He doesn't care that they
need to turn an insider. That's what needs to happen. We need to know somebody who's already in there and turn them.
And I think that all of them
that's
are
gonna
so
be key.
Corrupt.
Exactly. So to get somebody in who's I don't care about that. They did do it with that girl out of New York who was she's ran as a socialist or whatever. Mm. She won. She upset somebody, so there is that.
She's the black
But girl. Again, black yeah, girl. Yeah. She's mixed, I think. But I think she was on a year, this podcast too. And somebody slides a nice seven-figure check to her and say,
"Socialism is here, not endorse the answer,
this.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Here, endorse this, or why don't you pass this bill? All you got to do is click that yes when you're sitting in that chair, and you get $1 million.
That's really hard to turn down.
Are you kidding me? Like,
I guess it just all depends again, on making sure that they make enough money to not be. Honestly, it takes a person who isn't motivated by money. Yeah. And we don't live in that generation.
And it's just once, it seems like once you start having it, I guess you don't get enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they make good money too.
Yeah, they make plenty of money.
They make good money, and then they get that paycheck, so then they buy then a they boat, see that and then they got to upkeep the boat.
Yeah.
Hey, so they need more money.
But then Senator Bill's got a bigger boat than me.
Yeah.
I want a bigger boat than Senator Bill. That's fucked up. Why does he get a bigger boat?
Yeah. Well, like, they, like that's the guy who just, you know, is trying to win or whatever that you're talking about. Like, I want to see what kind of car he drives. Like, show me his. I really want to see how little he cares about money.
That's like the head of the church who drives a fucking Mercedes or
whatever. Yeah. This is all fucking material stuff. This is all material stuff. Yeah. And meanwhile, they got a $150,000 car. It's like,
That motherfucker.
Fuck Joel Osteen. If you're listening to this, Joel Osteen, fuck you.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
And you're mega church.
That's why when they say that, we're not about money. Eh, fuck you.
No, you're bullshit.
This guy was talking about money. This guy was talking about not getting reelected and other people taking his ideas and going off with it. And he's like, good, I'll just go back to my regular job. So. It could all be bullshit, but what do you...
Hey, I hope it's true. I have to take my face value,
and then if he fucks up, I'm like, ah, well, you're like everyone else.
Yeah,
so.
That's happened numerous times.
It happens almost every time.
Every time.
Basically, they literally...
Look at what people would happen with... people did with Trump. People thought Trump was going to really fight for them. He'd build a wall and stuff like that.
With Obama.
None of that's happened.
Yeah. People were like, oh, Obama's changing shit. Obama changed nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's Obamacare, and it's fucking with people. Yeah.
Fucking Obamacare. That's cost me money.
Yeah, but Obamacare is fucking people.
He did some good drone attacks.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
he
didn't.
But he did
great drone attacks. Yeah, great drone attacks on children.
Yeah.
Completely let the Democrats.
Yeah, I'm not saying he didn't do anything. Decimate, you know? He did some things.
Yeah, I don't know. But people look at him as like a folk hero now. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, it's basically just because he was the first black president, you know? And that's awesome that we had one that we're progressing towards that. But to say that he was a saint just
because
of that is complete bullshit.
He had that bill.
No, no, but they literally said that almost when he got a Nobel Peace Prize for doing nothing. Like,
that's like Caitlyn Jenner getting Woman of the Year for cutting off her dick.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, exactly.
What the fuck? You killed a woman because you were texting and driving, and they gave you Woman of the Year.
Obama
and you're not
has
even
super like a natural lady. Personality just like Bill Clinton had.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's just hard to be mad at the guy.
How can you get pissed? He talks so well.
Yeah.
You can't see me. I'm doing the Bill Clinton thumbs up right now.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's just, I don't know. We live in a society where it's like the person who speaks really well and is really likable wins, even though they're not really about what we need in this country.
Yeah. But people are okay with that. They're totally okay with it. And that's why they don't pay attention to what's going on.
Well, I don't even think that they're almost as okay with it as they think. They're just so uninformed that they're okay with it.
They're subconsciously okay with it.
Because,
again, they're not – nobody's like – have you guys protested stuff? Like, gone out of your way to do – I haven't.
No.
I'm including myself in this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But
I've got other things to do.
Like, again, you got other stuff to do. You know, most people are just kind of going about their daily life. They don't have time for it. Then they just don't get fired up
as
much.
If it's convenient.
If I start seeing a change in like the demographic where it's like, no, we got outraged people who want to start making change, yes, I will get out there and start doing some shit. But if I'm going to be like the one.
Oh, I'm asking. Okay. You got somebody who's holding you, this guy you like, right? Here's a situation. This guy you like, he's holding a rally to, you know, protest whatever, you know, whatever topic that may be relevant at that time. Are you taking off work to go down there and do that?
I'm telling you, I would have to support what he is saying, like, tremendously.
Yeah. So you really have to go out of your way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
No, no, no.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's how most people are. And that's why we see the outrage and people protesting. I'm like, what are these people doing? Are they taking off work?
Yeah. Well,
How can they afford to do that?
Well, the people who, like, go down and protest, like, fucking abortion and shit, that I don't, like, I just don't get it. How do you have time in your day to do this? I don't.
Well, unfortunately, that passion. Unfortunately, that's what I mean. The negative energy moves. That's what I mean. A lot.
It would take something.
Those are the loudest people, usually, and we're seeing it perpetuated by social media.
I have yet to see a movement that has come to this area that I have been like supported enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna take off work, or I'm going.
So
to
you don't have? Do you have one topic that you might be really that passionate about, or do you, Greg?
I mean, I'm
that you that if there you heard of a thing going on, you'd be like, okay, I'm gonna take off work and go down there and do it. Is there one topic?
It would have to affect my life.
What about the Packers won the Super Bowl?
That's different, though.
And they were doing something here in Denver?
Yeah.
I'd take off work.
Oh, he'd be there.
So there you go. So there is something very impactful. Yeah. You're talking about sports. Is there anything when it comes to society and change in society that you say, I'm gonna skip out on, I don't know, let's say $100?
I would definitely like, you know, if we were doing civil rights protests here that were like legitimate civil rights protests and not just bullshit ones that are kind of media fueled versus like legit ones that are actually here trying to get something done and help people and, you know, spread a word. Yes. But there's just such a lack of like actual emotion in these things versus just people being outraged and we're all being outraged together, you know?
So your big one would be civil rights.
I guess.
Okay.
Because I don't really
see. Did you go any of the Black Lives Matter ones?
I didn't, because that's what I'm talking about. That's one of those ones where I don't feel like that's a civil rights movement. That's a one person spitting one side of a demographic versus being like, yo, we want everyone to be equal. They were saying just one.
No, but I also they were mostly, from what I understood, was they were saying that it's not just Black Lives Matter. Well, they were saying because so many, it was like, a disproportionate mixes. And that was the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. It was his disproportionate, you were able to, I think it was like three to four times more likely to be shot by a cop or something like that than you were somebody who's white. So that's where they're saying, hey, listen, Black lives also matter.
No, definitely. That totally makes sense. What I meant was based off of them not going as like a civil rights movement to me is they were hating on people who didn't exactly agree with what they do. And Martin Luther King wasn't walking around like, oh, you don't agree with this movement? Well, fuck you, you racist piece of shit. I'm saying, like, for people who were like, oh, all lives matter. I understand why that's doesn't go along with... Like,
it doesn't at all.
Exactly. I understand that. But for them to be like, fuck you for saying that, you're a piece of shit, like, you're racist.
Right, but because they were saying it against them. Like, people definitely would be like, Black Lives Matter. Or all lives matter. It's like, or even wait a people. Minute, we're not slighting.
No, you definitely anybody else's. I'm talking about, like,
we're highlighting
just even issue. People who are saying, like, no, I'm with the Black Lives Movement, but I think that what you guys are doing is you're going about it wrong. And they're like, oh, fuck you.
Right, because it's watering down their message.
Sort of. But, dude, Lil Wayne was not against the Black Lives Movement matter because of certain topics that they were hitting on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what does Lil Wayne have to bring to the table? Just well, he's black?
That's what you were just saying, is because they was trying to shut down like what they
were... Yeah, but he has no credibility in my eyes for any spokesman whatsoever. I don't even think... As far besides making like some but sick what, music, but he which, has no...
But what main bearing, Black like, Lives Matter speakers do is what... You know what I'm saying?
Like, anybody who's affected by it.
But do you don't think that he has somewhat of an effect by it?
I don't know. I'm not saying he should be the spokesperson.
No, definitely. I'm agreeing with what you're saying. What I was saying is that the fact that they
So you're saying he didn't support it.
No, he didn't support it.
Right. So he had some clout. Like, oh, well, at least he didn't.
No. I'm just saying, like, the fact that he doesn't mean that he's trying to water down their message. He wasn't agreeing with what some of those, like, main supporters, main speakers, actions that they were doing to get their message out there. Which I definitely agree with, because some of their protests have been super violent. Dude, you've had some of those people just running around, like, punching with people in the faces and shit. Like, you can't do that.
It feels like a line in the sand with them. And
it's either you're with us or fuck you. It's not like a, okay, I hear your message, but I don't really agree with the way that you're going about speaking it. And they're like, no. If you're not with us, then go fuck yourself.
It seems to automatically, you have the Blue Lives Matter comes up, and now it seems like that's a versus.
I know, but again, because that's like a versus
situation that I don't want to take part in.
I know, but that's what people did.
I understand.
In a bad way that they started.
I understand.
People saying, well, listen, Black Lives Matter, we
you don't want a counteracting
It's like, why even start saying movement. The other stuff? Like, we're not saying that other lives don't matter. We're just saying that ours does because of certain situations that have happened, and we're seeing it.
And
more,
that, I like, agree
we're seeing
with
it more
you.
And more because there's more cameras. Yeah.
Like, tenfold on that, 100%. The only thing I was saying is I disagree with some of their
But if you want to be the change that you want
to
see in the world,
then you have
and
to
you
be out
see
there and get up. Yeah.
A movement happening, which you said civil rights is your thing.
But
why not go there and talk to people and try to change those minds?
But
that to you as a society is not worth a day of work.
I personally, as myself, do not think that me being a white individual to go down to a Black Lives Matter movement and try to explain to the people who are being aggressive in that movement that I agree with, hey, we shouldn't be aggressive. We should try to make it like an all thing where it's like we're trying to be equal. Because right now, some of them aren't seeing it as we being
that,
equal.
That would
some of them are wanting it to be Black over white.
But I think those
and
are
then
like the,
that's what
those
I'm
again
about.
The, what we talked about
there's
with
a
people.
There's too much of a mixture. There's not a like a solid movement that they have. There's not a solid voice of like this is what
we're
saying.
I understand what you're saying,
you know what I mean,
but you're talking about the people who are the loudest, which don't necessarily represent the majority.
Exactly. And all
so
I'm saying is
you're discounting the majority because you don't agree with those small percentage that are the loudest.
No, I'm saying that I choose not to follow exactly what some of those people are thinking only because I have not heard enough of what the whole like I know I understand what their movement is for. I get it 100%. But because I feel like they are ill represented too much, I choose not to be like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, I definitely am supportive of all this, because I although I am there are certain it's just the same way as in being like, you know, I am definitely in support of people who want to
trust me. I'm not going out and
I agree with what you're
like,
saying
marching either. I'm not taking off work.
Well, people
I'm just
who are like pro America and like against fucking illegal immigration, I'm not going to tell you that you're a fucking piece of shit racist because you're against illegal immigration, because you have some very smart plot points or things that you're going against that are there's a good reason why that should be illegal and why there should be. And but I cannot say that I can't go with all people being like, yo, fuck illegal immigrants. That's bullshit, because that is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like with all these people saying, yo, Black lives do matter, blah, blah, this. I can't say, oh, well, only what you're saying is right, because some of you are also saying like, yo, fuck all white people. You know what I mean? I can't get behind a subject
again,
that
it
doesn't.
It might have been the Nike burners.
Well, like I said.
True.
Four people.
There's enough of a unison within the group of what they're speaking for me
and,
to think that that's...
And unfortunately, the public, like I said, somebody like me who's more of a bystander just looking at it, it looks like
a
versus situation to me.
And I don't want to be in a versus situation.
It doesn't look like a unity thing. Mm-hmm. It looks like... I see a versus situation. I see Black Lives Matter versus Blue Lives Matter. I see the blue stripes on the cars.
Yeah, and then
I see the T-shirts.
And I also see it as being like a race thing as well. As like
and as a person,
anyone
like,
who's
you know
been,
what? You have been wronged maybe as a people.
100%.
And there are cops who go over the line, but then the cops' lives do matters, and they are a necessity in society.
Don't.
You know, I know some really good ones.
And there's too much of a mixture within those movements for me to be like, yeah, because I can't get behind someone who's like, no, fuck all pigs. Pigs need to die and shit. Because I completely disagree with that.
But how many people really say that?
A lot. You'd be surprised, man.
You hear a lot of people say that, or see in the media some Facebook posts that people are saying that a lot?
I personally, from friends that I have grown up with who have had different backgrounds than I, there is a lot of aggression towards the police.
How old are you? Just
24.
So the 24-year-olds, I guess it's
not
still young,
but
though.
Not just all 24-year-olds.
No, but I'm saying like younger cats maybe.
No, even the older demographic of just, you know, like older
they're
black men.
They really like, fuck, let's kill cops. Like,
not let's kill cops, but like they generally believe that police are bad people. They do not believe that,
like, as a whole.
As a whole,
they believe.
Well, okay, not exactly as a whole, because they will also say,
but not.
I agree that there are good cops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they generally believe that.
So I think you're only listening to
no,
like we talk about those the one maybe 1%, but it's like 0.0001% of people that are really loud on social media who have the bullhorn.
No, I'm even talking about
in the crowd that have the bullhorn.
I'm talking about
Black Lives
people
matter.
Who I know
personally. To round it back to your question, though, regardless of that 1%, it's the visual image that 1% is giving about that group that I don't want to associate.
And it's also okay. So look at
so
it.
Regardless
and it's
of that,
also
it's
the fact that as of a whole of 100%, there may be 20% that say, yo, fuck cops, cops should die. Oh, yeah, right, sorry. Like 20% cops should die, or maybe like 10% that are like, no, fuck all white people are racist against white. And I, there's not enough of it being like, there's too many like subgroups of this one group.
Yeah. No, that, I get what you're saying. What I mean? I'm just saying that.
So I would rather just
think,
be like,
I think you're giving them too much credit as far as their numbers.
And you're probably right. But in my opinion, I would rather be the guy who sits back and is not supportive of All Lives Matter, not supportive of Black Lives Matter. I'm just supportive of the fact that, so, first off, there is some bullshit happening in the police force and right. the way that people are treated. And there's also some bullshit that happens in society and the way that we have come up. Because we definitely were a racist society at one point in time. Everyone knows that.
We are. Still are.
Yeah, definitely. But I also...
We still will be.
Yeah, but we're less racist now. But I feel that getting behind one group doesn't do anything for everyone.
But but I was talking about what position gets you out of bed and makes you miss work. And I said, what about civil rights? You said, yeah, civil rights, only if they have the right people in charge of it.
No, not necessarily. I'm not supporting
that. Because that's the most recent civil rights movement as far as protesting.
True, but I'm not supporting their specific movement.
No, you're saying some people's, not
their specific.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
You don't support the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay. All right, that's fine. So that's
because now you're hitting on like a touchy subject of where I don't support. I do support them, but there's also key players and people that are in that have beliefs that I do not support.
Would you say it's the majority or minority of them?
Probably the majority that I agree with.
Right.
Yeah, and then there is the minority. But because of the fact that there is the majority of the people that will let that minority overtake their voice and have more of a voice for it, I cannot get behind that.
Right, so why not go there and try to fight with the majority?
Because, bro, I'm white.
So that's not... But that's what they're trying to say, is that all lives matter. They're going
to... Me as a person
to go... I saw many white people there.
Well, still, but me as... Are they arguing with them on their...
No. They're marching with them.
Yeah, and I would definitely be there marching with them, but when I hear a person marching in that group say, yeah, fuck pigs...
Where are you hearing that?
I'm not. I'm saying if I was. I'm speaking in the
terms of... So you haven't gone to the... But you're already having these preconceived notions that that's going to happen.
Based off of what I have seen, yes.
On
social media.
On social media, where you get your news, where you have a tunnel vision of people going, seeing and showing the most ridiculous stuff.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying to you.
They're not showing the other people that...
Here's what I am saying to you. Yep. In the whole basis of the group, most of them are all going to be on this... What you were saying, not dissing on police or anything like that. They're all on the straight and narrow of wanting more equal equal rights for fucking black individuals and for them not to be gunned down by the police, which I 100% agree with.
So the majority of them.
Yes. What I'm telling you is that in that march, if I was with them, if I was to hear someone say, oh, fuck police or to say the fuck police to the fuck white people, and I was to, first off, I don't agree with that, so then it kind of brings off of why I'm here, and then if I was to go in to try to talk to them about
why that's do you not think the majority. You're there for the majority and the
true,
issue.
But you have to
understand. You're not there for the 10 jabronis who are holding the bullhorn, like the bullhorn, and just making loud noises.
True, but also
that people are going to film with their camera, and you're going to see later on in the Facebook post.
If you were to go to like a Trump rally because you supported some of his policies, would you really want to do that? No, because you instantly get associated with the loud racist people who are there. I do not want to be associated with the people who are wanting
not necessarily, because I know people who were supportive of Trump. They don't like those racist things, but they would go because they were passionate about changing and that's how we won. People didn't go,
and you have
because they didn't want the 2 to 3 people that are on Facebook that are shouting a bad message in Black Lives Matter. They stayed away.
You have a point, but what I'm saying is that for my position of where I am,
right? What you're talking about the Trump thing. Let me say that point. Is that people did because they were so passionate about changing the, you know, draining the swamp. Mm-hmm. They felt they were misled by their government. So they didn't, they understood.
Changing the face
like
of government.
Like people I know, family members, things like that. At the end of the day, if I sat them down and said, are you racist?
No, they're not.
No, they're not racist.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joshua did for
sure. Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying.
So what I'm saying is that you're shying away from just a couple bad eggs.
No, what I'm saying is basically I choose to shy away from the specific group.
The entirety of the movement.
No, just the one.
So would you go to a Black Lives Matter?
Probably not.
Because you're shying away from the entire movement.
See, that's the whole thing, though.
The movement is going.
If we're going for a movement that is about civil rights, but it isn't a Black Lives Matter movement.
Right, so the Black Lives Matter movement is what I'm saying.
I wouldn't go.
You're against that movement.
I'm not against them. I just choose not to support them because I do not have 100% equal beliefs as them. Yeah.
Of the movement, not the people that are just really racist. Part
of the name and label of that particular movement has pre-notions that come.
Do not want fucking
at this point. I
racism in America. It would honestly.
But again, you got to be the change you want to see.
Absolutely,
definitely.
But so again, like Cody's saying.
So but I was asking about a passionate subject that you would miss out on work for. But so it wouldn't be the Black Lives Matter.
So we're saying it's not that, but a civil.
If there
rights,
was some sort of civil rights movement going down to that, you have a point there. But just like we were talking about, I am am passionate about it. I am not passionate enough about it to be the guy who starts.
You're comfortably passionate.
I'm not
fair enough. That is a good term.
I'm not saying I'm not.
No, I love. I'm definitely a comfortably passionate.
I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate a little here.
No, that's totally fine, and you need to. Otherwise, there's not a counteracting conversation.
I think
I agree with everything that you were saying. It's just that there's like I personally don't know enough about the movement as a whole. Mm-hmm. And from, just like you were saying, from the bad bits that I have gotten about it, it isn't something that I would want to go down. And when it's a crowd and like, this is the Black Lives Matter movement, not the, this is a civil rights.
But let's be honest, where have you gotten your...
Oh, dude, 100% all social media.
Yeah.
And news.
Yeah, like I'm saying, if you talk to like people in the movement at the march saying, hey, guys, what do you think?
I've never personally gone to.
So I don't know.
The only people that I have talked to is Black friends that I have or friends of theirs who may just be acquaintances to me. Mm-hmm. I talk to them about it to see how they go.
Yeah.
And to see what they feel. And some of them are supportive of it, but they also have the same things as it shouldn't be. There shouldn't be counteractive racism in something you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. So it's kind of like it's kind of a wishy-washy thing. I can't go all in on something that has people that are like that, but I also am not going to say that I don't support them because I really do. I don't. I think that like their movement makes sense 100%.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick's fucking his movement makes sense 100% to me. I completely understand what they're doing it for and why.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things where I can't, as being a person who wasn't personally affected, I cannot dolge myself completely in because...
No, I don't think that's
true. Well, no, because I may
I mean, if people only made change because they were affected, then...
No, I can't indulge myself completely in these counteracting things because I hasn't affected me. So I can't see a person who say, like, fuck white people.
But those are the people who need to get involved.
Probably.
The ones who, you know, you're looking at, oh, it doesn't affect me. Why should I care?
Well, it does affect me because I have family members who are black. So it affects me personally.
No. You, personally. Like, you have not been thrown on the ground for no reason. You know, stuff like
that.
But that's where they need the support of people who aren't affected. And that's how the change happens. Because the people who are, if only the people who truly, like, were affected or are black, like, they cared. Black people are what? 13% of our population.
No, and
so how many people? What percentage of those really get involved? Actually, a large majority of black people that I was hearing, like they actually vote conservative a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They're not always Democrat and stuff like that.
No, percentage has been swinging quite.
Yeah,
a bit
they actually tend to be like much more conservative.
It just honestly goes down to one of those points.
So
of,
people who are not black need to get involved in stuff like that.
Well, no, it just goes down to one of those points of is in like the time thing.
Cause if you got time,
if you got
it's on
time
a weekend,
to do it.
Hey guys,
if you got the time,
I get it too. Again, 100%, I totally understand it because I'm there too. Is there any passionate thing that you're on or no?
You know, I'm all for people's,
missing a day.
I'm all for people's freedoms. Be it whoever you are, be it gay marriage, be it as a white male in society, I want everybody to have the same right I do.
Just because I feel really fucked up on a day-to-day basis thinking that there are people out there who don't
get to. So, and you know what? I would. If there was an event I knew about and I really thought it could affect and make some change and help, I wouldn't mind taking a day off of work for that. I'm
you
not saying I've done it.
But you don't have a topic in mind that you'd be like, oh, like or a movement or anything like that you see.
Not at the moment, no. Okay. I mean, again, yeah, if somebody came to me and was like, hey, you know, this particular group's
yeah,
not,
you go to Trader Joe's or somebody outside handing out.
But also, I'll listen and I'll sign the thing. And like I said, gay marriage is kind of the biggest one I can think of. Being 30, that's always been a
subject. But I guess I should also make a little subplot off of what I was saying. If I was to have a friend, like my buddy Taylor Williams, black friend of mine.
He's just trying to kick back that he's not racist. Yeah, we get what you're doing, man.
I am not white pride shirt. Racist.
Yeah, if you have to say that. You know, most of the time you are. But,
Maybe I am. But anyway, if my buddy Taylor, black friend Taylor, who I chill with the most, he's probably the black guy I hang out with the most. If he was to be like, yo, man, I'm going to go down to the Black Lives Matter movement, I'd like you to go with me. I would go with him because it, like, is this, I'm supporting him.
You jumped off a bridge, would you jump to?
It depends on what the bridge, what the movement's for. What's the movement for? We're all jumping off bridges.
You would go and support a friend. Which
I would be there to support my friend because that means something to me. But me by myself to just go down there and be like
it's tough. I don't know if I could.
You know, it's hard to even.
They'd all think I was racist because I'd be out there being like,
people can't even get off work to vote.
Yeah,
a lot of times. Which they say, you know, they should be like, I got to fucking work. I can't just take off to go vote.
Absolutely.
So that's the problem we come back to is that people aren't taking off work and aren't going because it's tough to do as a regular
person. Everyone has to live their life, and then they also want better things to go on with other people's lives. But wanting other things good to happen to other people isn't helping me in my life. You know what I mean?
It's tough.
Well, you gotta be selfish.
It's tough. I am completely guilty of disassociating from the world and just
and honestly, man, I really do wish that there was like a finite, just something that someone can tell you, like, oh, if you go and do this, it will make the world better. But there isn't anything like that. Yeah. And so for
there
a person...
absolutely is.
Okay, you have a point there, but I'm talking about...
Look at somebody like Elon Musk.
Okay, true.
He's...
True. Well, hold on. Before we go into that, I'm talking about something like just like a regular Joe Schmo. You can be like, hey, if you were to do these three things on a daily basis, it would... Like, and I'm talking like statistically.
You could go volunteer.
True, but I'm
across in another country. You could. Dude, they have mission trips
and
stuff like that.
Statistically speaking, like, would show an actual effect on the world is what I'm talking about. So I wish that there was something like that.
You're affecting somebody else's world. You can build homes for people. There's a lot of things you do.
You're taking it more of as just the individual aspect. I'm saying.
Are you saying like you invent kind of water purification machine that gives everybody water in this world?
I personally wish that there was something for literally just like any person in the world that they knew just thinking. And it would honestly make an effect versus just like, I'm not saying that going down.
What are you saying? I don't understand it.
Okay. I'm not saying that going down and volunteering doesn't make an impact on the world because it does to those people who you're helping. To those people who you're helping and whatnot. It really does make an effect. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I wish that there was more of a universal thing that honestly showed like 100% change. Like not something like, oh, I do think that me going down to this like VA home. And
I don't understand what you think is going to happen. Like, what do you think? Well, give me an example of like a thing.
That's what I'm saying. I wish that there was. I'm saying that there isn't.
Like a physical thing?
No. He wishes he could.
Let's say that. Like, okay, so if people went and fucking.
Yeah. I'm giving you a fucking hard time about it. I know. I'm holding your feet to the fire.
I'm just saying.
What is this thing?
If people went, let's say that there was like three things, and one of them was if you go and you fucking are charitable to this organization, it will help the world.
Right.
Or if you
There's a multitude of them.
True, but how many of them actually really help the world and are making changes that people can not a whole shit ton, but
they're there.
Well, I have actually researched a few, and even like the Red Cross, you're only getting 10% of
Red Cross. We already know about
last,
that.
Last week we gave you a way to help. You could adopt a baby elephant. For
$50. That helps the world.
People don't do it.
But I'm saying universal thing that doesn't.
You
just want to
see a global
elephants.
Impact off one.
I
thing.
Think you're saying I'd like to see it.
And that was a wish.
But you want to. But you're not acting. You know,
you want a genie in a lamp situation.
Yeah, where you're not.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah,
but there's a lot of things that you can do and society can do that they don't do on a small basis, like
and I'm
volunteering
not
or something
that.
Like that.
I'm not disagreeing with that,
which
whatsoever.
Helps an individual's life.
And that, and I'm not disagreeing
you know?
With you. What I was literally the only point that I was trying to make there is that literally wasn't like something I was trying to. It was just a subtopic because I wish that there was actually legitimate. Like steps that you could do to change the world 100% any
you just want
change.
A path laid out for you almost
no something that a path laid out for anyone to make it like so first is it being
voting
True, but you're thinking
and,
that
and
as
reading
in
into
much,
right.
Yeah, but you're
reading
thinking
into
too much
current
as
events.
Just in like a simple subject, as in just this thing.
I know, but you're thinking it's too. You're thinking it's too grandiose.
No,
I'm saying you have to pay attention.
That there was more
there
of
is.
A grandiose.
There
thing
is. It's called paying attention to the news and voting in the people that you care about that you believe will make the change.
Yes, true. But I
that right there is one.
Okay, that's just
volunteering voting. Time is another. Yeah, giving your own resources is another. There's, time is a big thing. Visiting sick people in the hospital, volunteering at old folks' homes, that makes a big difference between them
true,
go out.
True.
There's
that makes
a lot of
a
things
big
that
difference
do have a
in
path.
Just individual people's lives. I'm talking about world changing things. If there were things that people could do that literally affected the world,
but
on
how
just,
much
like,
of your daily
basis.
Basis is only focused on your life? So your life
all
is really
it.
Important.
All of it.
Right.
Just
so
like
one
yours,
other
you
life.
Know what I mean?
No, no. So one other life,
yeah, and
is
I do
very
help other
important.
People. I've been now volunteering and shit.
So
but here's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm saying as doing. I wish there were things that people could do that versus just helping one person or one organization, one group, one small area, vastly helped everything.
If they did that, that would vastly help everything.
You are correct, but I'm saying
so that those are the things, though. You're overlooking those things as those things don't matter as much
true.
As this grandiose plan you're waiting for somebody to come up with.
Probably.
That's. The toxic thinking, I think.
Probably.
And I'm not saying I'm a great example, and I do it a ton of stuff, and you know, I volunteer my time, and I'm over there in mission trips and building homes for Haiti or anything like that. I'm not that person, but I'm just saying that's.
I donated $5 to Wikipedia a couple weeks ago.
Did you know?
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for you, man.
Well, you know, I use
proud
it.
Of you.
I use it like every week for the show, and then they're like, "Hey, can we have money?" And I was like, "Well, I guess."
Yeah, it is free. Why not?
Yeah, why
I
the
donate
fuck not?
Any chance possible. My work does a bunch of like community events that I am always part of, but I personally agree with what you're saying with, and I'm not saying it as in a grandiose thing. I'm saying I wish that there were more like specific key things versus okay, I just. Like, a person just volunteering here.
Yeah.
It's more of like, okay, all these people found a place that's, like, that, you know, okay.
See, right. I think that's overlooked because it's kind
of... And I'm basically... Honestly,
I'm just
people
are kinder to each other...
You have a huge
A lot of
day.
Things will get... Like, if you're just a kind person and a giving person to people, like, that person who you talk about is going to be really upset and stuff like that at the restaurant. If you, you know, if you just, like, say... Yeah, listen, I'm really sorry about that. You know, we'll get that fixed for you. And
that's,
you know, is there
like,
anything else I can get for you?
I
you just
like
kind of really
all
nice
the type
to them.
People that we are.
Everything will be diffused. So if you just change the thinking with people and get people to just be, I know it seems ridiculously, you know, simple. And
well,
you're talking like a grandiose plan. I'm saying you can just be nicer.
I'm nice,
and that's
as
part
fuck
of.
To
but
people.
That's part of
probably overly
doing
nice.
Your volunteer, giving your time. Go volunteer at like a retirement home.
Just went to the children's hospital a couple days ago.
Go to children's hospital. Yeah. Exactly. So if more people did that, that is a positive change that people could do. That's already laid out, but people don't do it because they're too invested in themselves.
And I also feel like some people think that like donating their time is a lot harder than they really, you know.
Or it doesn't make a difference.
And it does make a difference. And no, and I agree with what you're saying.
It's a huge difference because
it
spreads.
No, I definitely agree with what you're saying. I just wish that there was more of like a universal thing that more people thought.
Be kind.
Yeah.
That's a
definitely.
Universal thing.
But I'm saying
and
as in more of like
it.
A thought process. Being kind is definitely one. But I'm thinking more of like for your typical person that doesn't just sit there and they're like, oh yeah, being
be
nice.
Kind.
It makes
don't troll. Be
but
kind.
You know what?
Like,
instead of something
up,
grandiose, you know, like when my nephew had his, you know, his brain exploded and was in the hospital getting four different brain surgeries, the Ronald McDonald Foundation fed my whole family every day. And it wasn't just that foundation. It was families volunteered to come in this kitchen and cook, and they brought the food and paid for everything.
So it was life-changing to you guys.
For random people. And
that's
just
great.
Yeah, that affected my family in such a positive way that, you know, we didn't have to worry about food and things like this while I'm out of state, you know, visiting my nephew and my mom's there and, you know, my whole family's there. And just that family volunteering to come cook a pot of chili one night affected my family in such a positive
basically,
way.
Yeah. So you don't have to go build homes in Haiti. You can if you're able to.
Yeah.
Awesome. But the I'm thinking the general person who works a 9-to-5, they're working 40 plus hours a week, they got a family, they got 2.5 kids, they got a mortgage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The biggest thing they can do is just be kind.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it goes back to. And that'll send to volunteering and doing the Ronald McDonald things. But if they're just kinder, that's an easy blueprint for things to be better.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. This has been
Interesting.
Interesting episode. $7.50 We've been going at it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Well, cool, guys. If you've learned anything from this, watch your news sources. Be kind.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else we talked
about.
Support your local movements. You know, just really.
Definitely be kind, though.
Yeah, be kind to everybody.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that'll solve a lot of issues if people act with kindness. Yeah.
And it'll probably solve a lot of fucking personal problems that a lot of people have.
Absolutely.
A lot of pent-up anger if they're just nicer and didn't take
it. Yeah, if somebody else was just like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, ask for a hug.
You need a hug,
ask for a hug.
Well, or just if you have someone, like, you go to a gas station, the fucking attendant is
You know
just
what
like
I actually
bitch.
Thought was one of
just
the
let cool, her be a bitch.
One
you
of
know,
the coolest things I've ever
or tell
seen.
Her, like, hey, I hope you have a really good night, you know?
I think one of the coolest things I've ever seen is in downtown Denver. It was just people standing around one whole night holding signs that said free hugs. And
stupid.
I walked up and I got a hug.
There you go.
And I felt good. Yeah, and that was it. You know, spread a little joy. Do whatever you can.
Felt the guy's
if you can't, whatever, dude. If you can't afford to cook dinner for 20 people, give a free hug. If that's the least you can do, or the most you can do,
or say please, thank you, excuse me, like basics. Go to basics. Hold the door open for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just please and thank you.
Hey, you know what else you can do?
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to the show. Rate 5
be
stars.
Nice to the show.
Leave a comment. Yeah, be nice to the show. Don't be that one guy who left us 2 stars. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
What guy? We don't know. He just
fucked that up.
Guy.
Not guy.
He's on his journey. He's on his journey.
I'm sure he probably had a bad day that
day. Had a bad day, took it out on us. We'll take that hit for you,
maybe
buddy.
Maybe he knows when you guys
might be
personal.
A girl, too. You don't
know. We're happy to take that 2-star hit for you, buddy, because you know what? Our average is still 5 stars, so fuck
there
off.
You go.
Josh would want you to follow him at Josh Hartco on Instagram, and you can follow us at SP Weird World on Instagram. And you can follow me at Greg's Weird World.
Yeah. I don't know my Instagram handle.
It's
Steve. Steven Mead 99
or something. Is it Steven or Steve?
I think
the
Steven.
Worst Instagram handle ever. It is Matt Gold, Mac with a Q.
It is Matt Gold, yeah. Yeah.
Mac Gold, Mac with a Q?
Mac with a Q.
Because, the Mac Daddy make you jump.
Oh, wow. All right.
Other than that, guys, thanks for tuning in. And as always, keep it weird.
Weird.
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.